So my work sort of started as an exploration into treasure histories and stories. And as I started to dig deeper, funny pun, I uncovered a more seamy underside of the histories behind gold mining and treasure stories. And so these works sort of explore that seamy underside, I guess I would say. So as I went along, I learned that geology and geography are shaped as much by history as history is by the geology and the place and land. And for instance, Dahlonega, Georgia, one of my first stops along the way, which this print here, this is a quilt made from predominantly soils from Dahlonega. And if you look in the dark red, you can see some even some mica in there. Really rich soil. Overlaid over these are maps of the areas which they're taken from. So this one's Dahlonega, Georgia. That's Mount Zion in Utah, Alabama, and Arizona soils made into quilts. So Dahlonega has a history of gold mining. Little did I know until I started this project. And it's one of the first gold rushes in the United States. And as I was there and I was looking into the history and learning about it, I also realized that it was really a precipitator of the Trail of Tears, which I was never really learned about, or maybe I didn't take enough interest when I was in school in that history of gold mining and how that sort of impacted the history of the, you know, of Cherokees being pushed off of their lands. And in some of the historic materials that I found there, there were illustrations of men in the courthouses with the lands divided up into quadrants, into grids. And so that's what sort of got me thinking about quilting in correlation with land, territories, and divisions. And so I thought it fitting to sort of make these quilts of lands made from the earth from where I collected the dirt. And I also, they also had these big tumblers where they were sort of, it was a lottery system where they would call a number and you would get a piece of, a parcel of land. And I thought, how interesting that it's kind of like a game, that this is like this territory takeover is almost like bingo, like it looks like bingo. And then I started thinking about how checkers and chess, all of these are games of like power and colonization and acquisition. And I thought about monopoly and risk and war, which is what brought me to making this piece, which is a terrain of where I grew up in North Alabama. Is that somebody knocking? And this is sort of like, it's called Table Strategies, and it's a terrain of my backyard, which a few years ago we learned actually the Trail of Tears comes through. Like, so there's like now an official marker head for it. And we grew up playing war games, and I learned to play, you know, the card game war, so I thought it was kind of a fitting correlation to put those two together. And it's, you're invited to play a game of war, or at least a hand if you want, and it's kind of this game where winner takes all, and if you're the last one with all the cards, then you have won the game. Each one of the cards has a different painting, and they're made with a sort of mixture of the soil from that place and water, and made out of meditation, an automatic symbol that would just kind of come to mind, and I would trace it with the solution until enough tension built up, enough water tension that when it broke, a tear would be created. And so the deck of cards is made with those paintings, each one, each 52 different paintings. And then I sort of realized too that value systems play a big part in this too, that different cultures have different ways of valuing the land. And what I realized is that indigenous cultures of Colombia and North America have a much more reverent sort of quality to how they think of the earth. And you can see this in certain mythologies and stories and histories, even in a book that I was reading by Michael Taussig, an anthropologist. He talks about mining history in Colombia, and he talks about, he references another anthropologist from Robert White, from like the 1800s, who realized that people in Colombia, when they mined for quartz and gold, they would dig holes straight down into the earth instead of blasting them open or using hydraulic, you know, mining and washing away whole mountains. They would dig straight down, get what they needed, take it out, and then pat it back down, like put the earth back and sort of like put it, you know, put it all back to the way that it was. So I thought, and that's so different from the way that we see mining and the way that the Spanish then came in and started mining in Colombia as well. And there's sort of this idea, this reverence and superstition, and I think around that way of treating the earth, which is sort of where this divining piece originated out of, the idea of answering this divine sort of force that can lead you to something that's greater than just blasting open mountains. And so also these pieces in the middle are like future imaginings, sort of retro predictions of a future where we've fracked and mined away an earth, and we have these replicas that we can look back on that only mine cryptocurrencies. So these are all computers that are running programs that are mining for Monero, a different brand of Bitcoin. So you've maybe heard of Bitcoin, but these are all mining for a cryptocurrency. And then we also have these relics that are on shelves, and they have inside them, they have the remains of these different places. We've got here, we have Colombia, remains from Medellin, and then Mount Zion and Superstition Mountains on the other side. And when you look at them in AR, you see like a ghost-like formation of the mountain that hovers above. And they're sort of meant to evoke like a reverence, like a feeling of like, looking back, when you go to a memorial service or something, it's always the good that we remember and the really happy memories and the feeling of I wish I had spent more time, or, you know, just a real sense of what's been lost, I guess. And so this is sort of meant to evoke that sort of feeling, as well as to speak to the relationship of the user and the used, and a relationship of power and having power taken, and being feeling almost used, because as you view any of the works in AR, you also become a miner. So the website itself is mining, and your phone begins to mine as soon as you begin to interact in AR as well. And finally, these tapestries are sort of taken from, they're digital versions of my actual quilts that are taken. I took scans and then replicated traditional domestic patterns that colonial women would make. There's the cabin, the log cabin style, which represents the cabin and the hearth, and then the wedding ring style. All of these are sort of thought to be really important for women to have made before creating a home. But it's also my thinking about how women were able to use their creative power to like implement change through quilting sometimes, like through temperance quilts and things that could send a message abroad, like broadly, when women didn't have a lot of power. So these all have scanned healing stones that are each one sending a different sort of message in AR. And the first one is one of acceptance of what we've done, of what we're doing, of sort of this point of no return, which we're at. And then a middle one that's like a reciprocity, a return to giving to the earth as much as it gives to us. And then the final one is wish for abundance, I guess. And that's it. Oh, and to visit the site, it's colair.earth. And if you have a phone that's updated, it should work. So colair.earth to view all of the augmented reality. Thank you.